what has Brexit done to the immigration problem here in the UK? We're going to talk about it on today's Hot Zone.
This is the Hot Zone. Engaging with the news in a whole new way, international war correspondent Chuck Holton brings insight into areas of crisis and lets you help those affected.
Hey folks, Chuck Holton here, and as you can see, I'm in Dover, which is, you know, the White Cliffs of Dover back there behind me, on the eastern shore of the UK. And as of January 31st, this is no longer part of the European Union because of Brexit. So what has that done to the immigration problem? Because, you know, one of the reasons that Brexit happened was because of the massive wave of illegal migration coming from Afghanistan, Syria, Nepal, Pakistan, North Africa, and elsewhere into Europe. And that massive wave of migration was also making its way here to the UK. Now, when you have a socialized country with socialized medicine, socialized education, things like that, and you have massive numbers of migrants coming in here, it causes a real strain on the system. And so, as we've seen all across Europe, not just here in the UK, but all across Europe, that massive wave of migration has caused sort of a lurch to the right politically in a lot of countries. And one of the outgrowths of that here in the UK is Brexit. They decided to leave the European Union because they were tired of unelected bureaucrats in France someplace telling them what they had to do, how many migrants they had to take, et cetera, et cetera. That was one of the big reasons, that other economic reasons. But so it hasn't exactly stopped the flood of migrants coming into this country. One of the reasons I'm down here on the eastern shore of Great Britain is that even today there are hundreds and hundreds of illegal migrants making their way across from Calais, which I can see because it's a clear day, just over there to my left, about 20 miles distant. And so they get in little rubber dinghies and they make their way across when the waves are not too high, like today. It's a little bit windy, but not too bad. And those people show up here, typically get picked up by the border police, and they get arrested. And so Great Britain has been struggling over what to do about the migrant problem. And we're going to talk about it on the Hot Zone today. Check it out.
Well, look, what we do know is it's a fundamental change. What we do know is we'll be treating people from India in exactly the same way as people from Romania. That, I think, is absolutely right and is fitting with a global Britain having left the European Union. The fact we're introducing criteria for the, you know, who can come into the country, that also is a huge step in the right direction and something the British public very much wants. So they're the big positives from today. The problem is the criteria themselves suggest to me that the numbers of people coming into the country from outside the European Union will be even bigger than they are today. And with no caps on numbers, you've got a possibility that this system means more immigration, not less.
This is a very significant moment in the UK's immigration policy. This is the first time in decades the government has been able to take back control, run its own immigration system after we've left the European Union, end free movement, end low-skilled migration to our country, which means that we will get migration numbers down. And that is central to this policy of a points-based system. So this is a single global immigration system. It doesn't discriminate in terms of where you've come from or which country you originate from. But importantly, it's about the skills that you can bring to the UK. So as a result, numbers will come down. That is the purpose of having
a
system. We're not going getting into the sphere of targets at all. Success for us is actually having a vibrant economy, an economy that is supported by high skills from individuals that come to our country on the points-based system that can contribute to our economy. The government is very clear in its commitment for new hospitals, more GPs, and we have created, I announced this a few months ago actually, a new fast-track NHS visa for healthcare professionals. And this is the point. This is about individuals coming to our country with skills, vital skills, that we need not just in our economy but across our public services, which is why Matt Hancock and I have been working with the Department of Health and Social Care very closely in terms of visas, fast-track visas for medical and healthcare professionals. So the point about a builder that wishes to come to the United Kingdom from wherever in the world, not just the EU, and this is the point we're equalising our system right now, is first of all that the government is in control of the immigration system, but they have to have an employer-led route. So if they have an employer, it could be a construction firm, and they meet the skills threshold and the points threshold, then of course they can come to the United Kingdom to work. It is ridiculous to imply that we're just shutting down routes and people can't come into the UK.
So, the new post-Brexit UK government under Boris Johnson and their, I guess, Minister of Homeland Security, you'd call her, her name's Priti Patel, have said they're going to really crack down on the illegal migration and not allow people in who don't bring some skill to the table, meaning they're going to cut out the no-skill or low-skill workers that typically make their way across illegally in a dinghy. And so that was one of the big problems before. The UK was having to soak up all these people that came in here and really just took advantage of all the free stuff they could get in the socialized system that they have here. And it was just very, very costly. Obviously not popular with the taxpayers. So the new system has like a point system, and they have to, number one, speak English. That's going to cut most of them out right there. But number two, based on their abilities or their skills, they have to achieve a certain number of points before they will be allowed to stay here in Great Britain and get a work permit. So what that's going to do is make it a lot harder for people from North Africa, people from Syria, places like that, to come here. They're using that as a disincentive. Now, the interesting thing is, and this is a real commentary on the socialized medicine, they have a real shortage of healthcare workers here in the UK. And without a doubt, the reason for that is simply because it doesn't pay anything. I mean, the socialized healthcare system, they don't provide very good care. The wait times for procedures is off the charts. They can't get skilled workers or even unskilled workers to come in without these migrants, without hiring migrants that come in to do the unskilled labor, and working in nursing homes, working in hospitals, things like that. And so some people are saying it's going to be a real blow to the healthcare system here in Great Britain if they don't allow unskilled workers to come in, which I think is a real condemnation of that kind of healthcare system. Another big cost issue with this irregular migration is the cost of rescue boats that have to go out and pick up migrants when they come across from Calais in these rubber dinghies. Apparently it's run into the tens or even hundreds of millions of dollars over the last few years, and that's something that taxpayers really don't like footing the bill for. So they're figuring if they can make it harder to stay here, it'll make fewer people want to chance coming across and needing to be rescued. All right, folks, that's all I've got for the Hot Zone today. Thanks for watching. I'll be in England and France this week, so we're going to be talking about this subject a lot more. And so I hope you'll stick around. Thanks for being here.
The Hot Zone is produced by Amy Holton and Livefire Media. Copyright 2019.